Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at North Montgomery High School. North Montgomery High School, Crawfordsville, Indiana. I got to mention, North Montgomery High School, one of the upper echelons of a place to get an education and have good facilities to play athletics. I've been here a couple of times before. They have tremendous facilities right here. I'm staring at the baseball diamond right now. We'll mention down the left field line, 330. Down the right field line, 330. In the alleys, 340. Straightaway center field, 360. Say what, I'm going to be a good baseball game today. We'll mention both these teams, North Montgomery and Central Catholic, very close in win-loss ratio. So pay attention. Could be a good one here tonight. Well, mention we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall has provided internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. We are thankful for Mr. Robbie Kendall and his efforts. It's basically just a hobby, providing access for the internet. He's got a full-time job. He's got actually a couple of them. You can find him on the radio, 93.1 from 9 to noon weekdays at WIBC. So the umpires have just arrived. We'll mention the infield umpire going to wear a sleeve. He might get chilly. He's taking another jacket out there in case he gets real chilly. This is Mr. America? Nope. But they're walking in right now. We're going to have a coaches meeting around home plate. Should be a good one. And we'll mention a little bit about North Montgomery. North Montgomery High School, they are the Chargers. Getting ready for some baseball right here. And we'll turn this down. We'll mention North Montgomery. They have a school enrollment of 549. We'll mention their Class 3A, sectional number 20. Their sectional will be played at Northwestern High School. So they'll play on synthetic field turf. That ball will scoot right along. But it'll take good hops. And we'll mention in game one, it's going to be Wednesday, the 24th of May, at 5 p.m. game one. It'll be the Western Panthers and the North Montgomery Chargers. That'll be game one at Northwestern on a Wednesday. That same evening, 7 o'clock start. On a Wednesday, it'll be Twin Lakes Indians and the West Lafayette Red Devils. Then they'll come back and play again the next day on the 25th on a Thursday. 5 o'clock start will be the winner of Game 1 versus the winner of Game 2. Looks like that's going to be a good sectional. And then later on that evening on Thursday the 7 p.m. game, Northwestern and Frankfurt, they drew the bye. So they'll have the easiest path to the final game. That final game in that sectional 20, Class 3A, is going to happen on Memorial Day. That'll be Monday. That'll be 11 a.m., and they'll play the game winner of Game 5 versus winner of Game 6, and they'll play in the afternoon as they start early in the morning at 11. So they're working on the diamond right there, play umpires, talking with both head coaches. We'll mention the head coach for the North Montgomery baseball team is Matt Voorhees, thank you. Pronunciations, and we'll mention as head coach for Central Catholic Knights is Tim Bourdonnais. I got to mention right up here in the booth, I met him when I walked in, Mr. Bob Cox. Bob Cox is a tremendous PA announcer. He spoke well about senior night, and I told him, I asked him for permission if I could mention Bob Cox, because I'm a pretty good Vikings fan, and back in the day, Fran Tarkenton's days, Bob Cox was the name of their place kicker for the Vikings. So we're going to talk it up right now. We're getting ready to mention the lineups. And we'll go ahead and mention North Montgomery Chargers. They're located at North Montgomery High School, 5945 U.S. Highway 231 North, Crawfordsville, Indiana, 47933. You can dial them up at 765-362-5140. On the web, it's nmhs.nm.k12.in.us. The Chargers wear the colors navy blue and orange. They perform in the Sagamore Conference. There are 8 teams in the Sagamore. They are Crawfordsville, Danville, Frankfort, Lebanon, North Montgomery, Southmont, Tri-West, Western Boone. Well, mentioned North Montgomery Chargers are currently 14 wins, 11 losses on the season. In the Sagamore, they finished 8-5. I take that back. I believe they have one more. And we'll mention the head coach is Matt Voorhees. And we'll let you know that actually the next game on the agenda is going to be the final conference game. It'll happen tomorrow night, weather permitting. 6 p.m. start. It's going to be at Southmont High School. North Montgomery Chargers will do battle with the Southmont Mounties. So that's the Chargers. And let's talk a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights High School was founded in 1956. They have a school enrollment of 296. And they're Class 1A, Sectional 54, 6th in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. It'll be Attica and LCC going at it at 5:30 on the first night. That's going to be Thursday, May 25th. And then that nightcap, 7:30 ball game that evening, will be North Vermilion and Covington. Covington stumbled upon their schedule and their particular win-loss ratio. It's pretty good. Covington, a good ball team. And we'll mention in the Monday night game, they're going to take the weekend off. They'll come back on Monday. And I've been told before they take the weekend off because maybe one or two schools might be participating in prom activities that weekend. Not sure about this year. But we'll mention Riverton Park and Fountain Central will go at it on Monday, the 29th. That's Memorial Day. That'll be a 1 o'clock game. So we'll also mention backing up number 11, but we're going to take a break right now for our national anthem. We'll be back in a moment.
Centerfield, as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
That's our national anthem. Never sounded better. We're going to finish this up. LCC Knights. We'll mention the winner of game 1 and game 2. That's either Attica or LCC or North Vermilion, Covington. The winner of those two games will play Monday 29th at 11 a.m. They'll play before Riverton Park and Fountain Central. As you know, Fountain Central and Riverton Park have a shorter path to get to the final game. That's just the way the ping pong balls fell. And we'll mention the final game that night. It's going to be 5:29. It'll be Monday, Memorial Day evening, a 7:30 start. We'll mention the principal at Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Genhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They're with the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference, the West Division. The Knights are currently 16 wins, 9 losses on the season. They finished the West 8-0. They did not win the crossover game. We'll mention Tim Bourdain, 1987 graduate from Central Catholic, is the head coach. Next game on the agenda for the Knights, weather permitting, tomorrow night, the 19th, 6 o'clock at Central Catholic. Harrison Raiders will be at Lafayette Central Catholic. So we've got some warm-up tosses on the field right there. Mentioned pitching in the ballgame for North Montgomery Chargers is Austin Sulk. Austin Sulk wears number 12. He's a member of the junior class. Austin Sulk going to step in. He's got a record of 3 wins, 3 losses, 33 innings under his belt thus far this season. He's allowed 40 hits, 28 runs. 21 of those runs were earned. He's walked 16, struck out 31. He's allowed 2 home runs. He's faced 154 batters thus far. Stepping in, leadoff batter in the ballgame, Central Catholic number 20, Caden Minnick. First pitch high and away, 5:59 p.m. So they're saying Bob Cox of the 73 degrees. It's a very shallow wind. You get base hit up the middle. Left-handed stroke to center field. Picked up there in center field by Thomas LaFoon. Knights have one aboard. Caden Minnick at first base. Next batter going to step in for LCC is number 24, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart playing shortstop. We'll mention Caden Minnick is the DH in the ballgame. He's the player DH. He's batting in place of the pitcher, number 34, Keaton Brooks. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Back up the middle, base hit near the same area, but got to the grass in the air. Evan Dehart and Caden Minnick are aboard for the Knights. 2 pitches in the ballgame, 2 base hits for the Knights. Next batter going to step in, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to play the catcher's position in this ballgame. Runners at first and second base. Coach Bourdain giving signals. Working out of the stretch. Once again, Austin Sulk. You're going to adjust that sleeve on that right arm. It's black. Black sleeve. Everything's good. Working from the stretch. Hearing in signals. Looks at second base. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Perfectly placed by Austin Sulk. Taken for a strike. Count goes 0-1. Ryan Schumer, peering in, looking at signals once again. Junior athlete, Austin Sulk, out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Backdoor curveball. Might have been a pitch out, maybe not. Outside of ball. Count goes 1-1. A step back in the rubber. Austin Sulk, member of the junior class. 3 wins, 3 losses on the season. Getting a start here today for Coach Voorhees. Pitch comes in outside, trying to paint the outside edge. Just missed. Count goes 2-1. Ryan Schumer, signals given, third base coach, Tim Bourdain. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Check second base, out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Outside edge, maybe outside half, just below the kneecaps. Strike called. Count goes even at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 aboard for the Knights. First 2 hitters, nobody out. Top of the first inning. Pitch comes in and drive one to center field. It's going to be shallow coming in to make the catch. Shallow center field is Thomas LaFoon. There's one out. And stepping into bat for the Knights is going to be number 18. T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, the 4 hitter. He'll step in. He'll play first base in the ballgame. Right-handed batter. Stepping in. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Austin Sulk, pitcher. North Montgomery wearing the all-white uniforms. First pitch comes in outside, ball 1. North Montgomery wearing the orange laced uniforms. They got the orange numerals. Being from Hamilton Heights, I kind of like this color scheme. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. inside low. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Infield playing about regular depth. First base playing a bit in front of the bag. And here's a stretch and a set. Here comes the pitch to T.J. Bell. Let's take a base hit to the left center. It's going to pop in there. And it's picked up by center fielder Thomas LaFoon. Scoring from second base is Caden Minnick. So a base hit RBI off the bat of T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell at first base picks up RBI number 18 on the season. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, five hitter for the Knights. Number three, playing left field in this ballgame. Rising into batter. Runners at first and second base. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Sulk, outside a ball. Going to get back to the screen. And the base runners are going to move up 90 feet. One ball, no strikes. At third base is Evan Dehart. At second base is C.J. Bell. There's one out. Ryan Schumer floated one to center field, shallow, for the first out here in the top of the first. Tiernan him looking to signal, valid stretch. Austin Sulk has a set. Here's the pitch. The foul one right side out of play. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Knights with three hits here in the top of the first. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Austin Sulk, Jackson Kane, batter box. Pitch comes in a bit high. Breaking pitch. Finish front of the plate a bit high. Count goes 2-1. Stepping back in, Jackson Kane. Straightaway stance in that right-handed batter's box. Runners second and third. Working out the stretch. Now the set. It comes to 2-1. A bit tall. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. Jackson Kane playing a good left field this season. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the 3-1. Just above the zone, ball four. Jackson Kane was looking to swing the bat there. Fouled one off. Not much opportunity to swing hand over fist. So three runners aboard for the Knights. There's one out. Top of the first inning, timeout on the diamond. Dylan Braun going out to talk with the pitcher, Austin Sulk. And we'll mention Dylan Braun is the catcher. Where's number 15? At first base, Jared Kirsch. Where's number 14? At second base, female athlete, Maylee Gaskin. Where's number 11? At shortstop, Roman Utterback, number 2. At third base, Brooks Walters. Where's number 13? Left field, Brecken Harvey, number 7. Center field, number 22, Thomas LaFoon. And in right field, Gage Galloway, number 9. First pitch swung on. Tyler Fox will take it to right field. They're going to back up the right fielder. It's up against the screen. They'll pick it up on the warning track. And Tyler Fox going to knock three runners in. He'll end up at second base. And Tyler Fox going to pick up RBIs, number 11, 12, and 13. And he picks up double on the season, number 4. Can he get to 10? We'll see. So Tyler Fox is at second base. One out. Top of the first inning, next batter going to step in, number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins plays center field, right-handed batter. Senior class, I take that back, junior class member. Mr. Bren Robbins, first pitch, breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Austin Sulk, right-handed pitcher. Going against right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. Out of a set, here comes the 0-1 pitch to Robbins. Same pitch, Memorex, same result. Strike called, count goes 0-2. Brent Robbins going to have to pick up that rotation. Watch that arm delivery. Here's from the stat. Here comes the 0-2. A little bit of a chase pitch. Not going to offer. Count goes 2-1. Take that back. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Austin Salk out of the set. The check second again. Here's the pitch to Robbins. Swing and a miss. A little bit off-speed pitch, breaking pitch. Swing and a miss. Brent Robbins jogs back to the dugout. There are two outs here in the top of the first. Stepping into bat for the Knights, the eight hitter. Number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton getting a start at second base today. Here comes the first pitch to Stapleton. Outside of ball, good backhand. Short hop block. Good catch by Dylan Braun. Dylan Braun, the catcher. Where's number 15? Dylan Braun, a senior class member, also listed as a pitcher. Right-handed batter's box, Mikey Stapleton. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the stretch. Check second base, now the stagger, check second again. Here comes the pitch. Low and away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes, Mikey Stapleton. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals, Austin Salk. Now the set. Here comes the 2-0. Pitch comes in just above the zone. This home plate umpire is very disciplined. He's doing a fine job calling the strike zone for a varsity ball game. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Strike call. Three balls, one strike. Two outs. Top of the first inning. Knights have four runs in. Here comes the pitch to Stapleton. Left it go by. Count goes 3-2. Might have had the take sign. Looked kind of like he might have. Count goes full at 3-2. Runner at second base. It's Tyler Fox. He cleared the bases with a double. Here comes the pitch. He'll take a drag to center field. It's going to bounce in there. Base hit. Picked up on a hop by center fielder Thomas LaFoon. Mikey Stapleton has a single and an RBI. We're coming around from second base, Tyler Fox. Mikey Stapleton having a good freshman year campaign. Stepping into bat, the nine hitter for the Knights, number four, Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner also getting a start today at third base. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at singles. Austin Salk, out of the set. First pitch to Elsner. A bit tall and outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner batting 600 on the season. Very few plate appearances. Here comes the pickoff move. First base, back safety is Stapleton. Pretty nice pickoff move, first ever. Probably give him about an A. Maybe an A-plus almost, if he got it. Working out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to pop one to the left field. It's going to be called for by the left, by the center fielder. He'll make the catch. Say either one of them could have caught it. Caught by center fielder, number 22, Thomas LaFoon. And the Knights will play defensively. They come up with four in the top of the first inning. I take that back. They come up with five in the top half, and they'll play defensively in the bottom half. And we'll mention around the infield for the Knights. Tonight's pitcher is going to be Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, left-handed pitcher, wears number 34. We'll talk a little bit about Keaton Brooks. And we'll mention Keaton Brooks on the season, 42 and a third innings. This is appearance number 9. This is a start number 7. For Keaton Brooks, he's faced 187 batters, 606 pitches. He's got a win-loss ratio of 4 wins, 2 losses. He's allowed 43 hits, 24 runs. 16 of those runs were earned. He's walked 10 batters. He struck out 36. 11 of those batters went down looking. He's hit 3 batters along the way. He's committed 1 balk. His ERA is 2.646. Left-handed pitcher, Tyler Fox, will mention also in the lineup. Defensively in the field is catcher. Battery partner is Ryan Schumer, number 7. At first base, T.J. Bell, number 18. At second base tonight, Mikey Stapleton got himself aboard with a base hit and an RBI. And at top of the first, he wears number 11. At shortstop, number 24, Evan Gienhart. At third base, number 4, Ryan Elsner. In left field, number 3, Jackson Kane. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, number 14, Tyler Fox. And as mentioned, Caden Minnick wears number 20. He's going to be the player DH. He bats first. He's the leadoff batter for the Knights here at North Montgomery. He's batting in place of defensive pitcher, number 34, Keaton Brooks. So the Knights throw it around the horn. They get it back to the glove of Keaton Brooks. They're going to step into bat. First bat in the lineup for North Montgomery. Number 14, Jared Kirsch. Jared Kirsch having a tremendous season. Jared Kirsch, he's all over the leader brackets in a lot of categories. We'll talk about him as the game goes along. Left-handed batter steps in. First pitch from Keaton Brooks, outside, ball one. We're mentioning North Montgomery. Their principal is Jonathan Guthrie. Their athletic director is Matt Merica. Matt Merica, I found out from Bob Cox. He played his baseball. It's going to be a base-style ball. We're going to write you, I should say, the first baseline. Solid swing, quick hands for Jared Kirsch. And count goes one and one. We'll mention athletic director Matt Merica. Matt Merica played baseball at Rockville. I understand he hit quite a few home runs. Bob Cox was filling me in before the ball game. So he'll foul one left side out of play. Count goes one and two. We'll also mention the athletic secretary is Carmen Bacon. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Kirsch. He'll foul another one left side out of play. Jared Kirsch, they bat him first. Got the best batting average on the team. Makes sense to get him as many at-bats as he can get. This gentleman, left-handed batter, quick hands. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. They'll throw it around the horn. And there's one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for North Montgomery. Number 2, Roman Utterback. He is the shortstop. Roman Utterback. That's an original name. They'll remember him wherever he ends up employed. Here comes the pitch. The foul one out of play, right side. T.J. Bell gives it a look. Roman Utterback, right-handed batter's box. Where's number 2? Roman Utterback is a member of the junior class. He's an infielder and a pitcher. He steps back in, working from the windup. Keaton Brooks, here comes the wind. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Be a ground ball shortstop. Evan Gienhart gloves it. They throw a strong arm across the diamond, get the put out with T.J. Bell. There are two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be a three-hitter, number 20, Ross Dyson. Ross Dyson, he is the DH, player DH in the ballgame. He's batting in place of defensive player. Brecken Hardy, he's the left fielder, wears number 7. Peering in, looking at signals, Keaton Brooks. Left-handed pitcher, Ross Dyson. Pitch comes in. A ball. Peering in, looking at signals. Once again, here comes a wind from Keaton Brooks. Right across the dish. Top of the zone. Count goes 1-1. Keaton Brooks back on the rubber. 2 feet on. Here comes the wind. Here's the 1-1. Foul ball right there around home plate. Number 20, Ross Dyson. Pretty good build on this young man. He looks like a baseball player. Stepping back in. 1-2 count. Ross Dyson. A member of the junior class. Gonna pop one right side out of play. A lot of junior class athletes playing here tonight. We'll mention it is senior night. Coach playing the seniors also in this ball game to start out. Pitch comes in, just missed. A bit outside, he hit the spot, but the spot was off the plate. Count goes 2-2. Perrin looking at signals. Here comes a wind from Brooks. Breaking pitch. Broke low and away. Good block there by Ryan Schumer. Count goes full at 3-2. Perrin signals. Here comes a wind, a 3-2 pitch. Ground ball, first base, T.J. Bell. He'll go unassisted. He'll get the out at first base. So no runs, no hits. They go down in order. The Knights going to bat in the top, of the second inning. And we'll mention a little bit about North Montgomery. They have a roster of 28. They have 6 seniors, 7 juniors, 6 sophomores, and 9 freshmen. So they're working on the diamond right there, getting ready to go. Back out for the second inning is Austin Sulk. Austin Sulk, right-handed pitcher. We'll mention this game is brought to you in parts by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's a rural Atlanta address. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. You can find him right there online. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you can also find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. At Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli, they're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Leadoff batter in the ballgame, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, a left-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Austin Sulk. Caden Minnick, here comes the first pitch. Top of the second, high for ball one. Caden Minnick, he's played in 20 ballgames. Caden Minnick has been hit by pitch once. 57 at-bats. I should say 57 plate appearances. You got to pop this one like a check swing and be fielded by the shortstop. He'll back up in the grass just barely and make the catch. So a bit of a check swing right there. He'll fly out the shortstop. There's one out here in the top of the second. Stepping in the back of the Knights for 24, Evan Deanhart. 25 games. He's played in all of them. 93 plate appearances, 64 at-bats. Batting 328. First pitch, low for ball one. Evan Deanhart, a .500 average on base percentage. Got 21 hits on the season. 20 are singles. Next pitch, in there for breaking pitch. Got the dish, strike called. Evan Deanhart has 1 double on the season. Got 9 RBI. He has scored 22 runs. Second pitch, in there for a strike. Right there below the kneecaps. Say what, I'd rather have to swing at a low pitch than one up above my sternum. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, going to get him in the box. Didn't quite get the break he wanted. And Evan Deanhart going to jog down to first base. Evan Deanhart hit 5 pitch, number 5 on the season. So stepping into bat, Ryan Schumer, there's one out. Top of the second inning. To step in once again, Ryan Schumer. He floated out to center field. Not a lot of distance. He's back in the box again. Runner at first base is Deanhart. There's one out. Pickoff move. Deanhart slides back in. Head first. Tag is applied. by Jared Kirsch. Jared Kirsch, athletic young man. Looking forward to seeing him bat some more. He went down on strikes his first at bat. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Backdoor curveball pops off the glove of Dylan Braun. Goes back near the screen. And jogging over to second base is Evan Dienhart. So left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Austin Salk out of the set. Checks second. Here's the pitch to Schumer. The shot down the first baseline. Little foul. Pretty low trajectory. Foul ball. Just foul down the first baseline out in the outfield. So count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out. Top of the second inning. Out of the set, Austin Salk. Here comes the pitch. The shot to the same location, but fair. Then going to right field, picked up on a hop by Gage Galloway. Coming in from second base to score the sixth run in the ballgame is Evan Dienhart. So Ryan Schumer is going to jog off. Going to be a courtesy runner, number 17, Davin Vitale. Davin Vitale, courtesy runner at first base. Stepping into bat, number 18, T.J. Bell. Home plate umpire, ready to go. So one runner aboard at first base. Davin Vitale doing the running for the catcher, Ryan Schumer. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a drive to left center. 340 mark. Let's see what's going to bounce up against the wall. Going to pick it up before it got to the wall off the warning track. And T.J. Bell is going to move Davin Vitale to third base. As T.J. Bell picks up a swing-up double, he ends up at second base. So Jackson King going to step in. We'll mention T.J. Bell picks up double number 4 on the season. Stepping into bat, number 3, Jackson Kane. Runner at third base and second base. Vitale at third. T.J. Bell at second. There's one out. Top of the second inning. Out of the set. Salk. Pitch going to short hop the glove. Might be a wild pitch. Going to get by the catcher back to the screen. Coming in to score from third base is Davin Vitale. Knights have one here in the top of the second inning. Jackson King, right-handed batter. One ball, no strikes. T.J. Bell moves to third base. Peering in, looking at signals now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside half, I should say. Outside half, strike called. One ball, one strike. Jackson King, sophomore athlete, has been in the weight room. Plays a slot receiver for Coach Brian May. To take a drive to the left field, it's going to be caught. Going to be a tag up at third base, T.J. Bell. It's going to be a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Jackson King. So the bases are empty. Stepping into bat, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, number 14. Going to step in. Tyler Fox has played in 20 ball games. He's been hit by a pitch 3 times. 52 plate appearances, 46 at-bats. Batting .239 entering the ballgame. Better now with that double in his first at-bat. Fouls this one out of play, right side. No balls, one strike. Tyler Fox, .300 on base percentage. He now has 12 hits on the season, 7 singles, and now 5 doubles. Pitch comes in. A ball. Count goes 1-1. Right-handed batter's box. Pitching from the windup. Austin Salk hears the pitch. He's going to try to put a bunt down. He's going to get hit by a pitch once again. He took the brunt of that. We just don't want to relive what took place in the last ball game. We'll hope that Jack Miller is getting along just fine. Senior athlete at Cass High School. Squared the bunt off the bat, right back up under his helmet. Had to leave the field, had to get stitches. Only took one pitch. Pickoff move back safely at first base. Tyler Fox. So Tyler Fox had been hit four times on the season. Here's the pitch inside. Bryn Robbins in the batter's box. Count goes 1-0. Bryn Robbins has played 24 games for the Knights. He's missed one. Bryn Robbins, 77 plate appearances, 62 at-bats. Batting 258, 373 on base percentage. Pitch comes in outside, ball two. Step back in the rubber. Pitching from the stretch, there are two out. Top of the second inning, out of the set. Austin Salk. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, perfectly placed. Getting the feel of that breaking ball right there, Austin Salk. Right-handed batter, Bryn Robbins. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Be a ground ball foul, left of third base. Counts even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the second inning. Beautiful field, beautiful day to play baseball. Incredible day. A lot better than game 1, 2, and 3. Working out a stretch and out of set. Here comes the pitch from Salk. High for a ball. Can't go full. He's trying to steal second base. Going to be thrown out. So Bryn Robbins will get a brand new count in the top of the third. And Tyler Fox is going to be thrown out at second base. We're missing Tyler Fox on the season. Tyler Fox looking for that first stolen base. He's been sat down twice. Coach Bournet giving him another chance. So Tyler Fox back out on the pitcher's rubber. And I'm going to step in. And I'm going to the bottom of the second inning. After 1.5, Knights 8. Chargers are going to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. That's FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, they are celebrating their 40th year in the car business. I tell you what, Mr. Fritz, quite a quality guy. If you've ever spoken with him, you'll know what I mean. Well, imagine you can visit them online or on site. FritzandFishers.com. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. Their second Hamilton County location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. You can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. That's 317-773-2232. FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ. Stepping into bat, right-handed batter for the Chargers, number 15, Dylan Braun. Dylan Braun, right-handed batter. Takes the first pitch, strike called. Count goes 0-1. Dylan Braun, number 15, batting in the fourth spot, four-hitter. With an open stance, he'll close on the approach. Pitch comes in high and outside. One ball, one strike. Dylan Braun, the catcher for the Chargers. Here comes a line from Keaton Brooks. Back up the middle, going to knock the glove off of his hand. That's probably a good thing. It's going to be a base hit on the infield, but Keaton Brooks, good thing he had a glove. Right back up the middle. That glove saved himself right there. He's just walking around like nothing happened. Everybody's going to check on him. Because that's the right thing to do. But that glove, I tell you why, he ought to get that glove. I don't know, bronze that glove there eventually. Coach Bordenay out there checking on him. And it looks like he's going to be just fine. Going to be a base hit. What a solid stroke. Four hitter, number 15, Dylan Braun. I mean, that's the kind of hits you try to teach kids to get. That was right up the middle. You got to have that glove ready to protect your body after the release of the pitch. Sometimes a year ago, I was thinking about Ben Mazur. I'm wondering if he keeps his glove in a good area to be safe after his pitch. So they get one warm-up toss right here. Schumer takes it, throws it back. Everything's good. Going to continue the ball. And the next batter going to step in for North Montgomery. Five-hitter, number 13, Brooks Walters. Third baseman. A pitch from a stretch. Left-handed pitcher. Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. One aboard. Dylan Braun at first base. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Chargers batting. Five-hitter, Brooks Walters. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Foul ball, got him in the box. Off the ground, he's okay. He's not wearing an apparatus on his lower leg. A lot of folks do that. Probably because they either want to or thinks it looks good. I don't know. But anyway, working from a stretch. Now the set. Check first base, here's the pitch. Short hop, good glove by Ryan Schumer. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter, number 13, Brooks Walters. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Profile view probably looked pretty good. You can hear the dugout talking. But the home plate umpire has the best view. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bottom of the second, one aboard. Here comes the pitch. Going to foul one, right side. He'll protect the zone. Number 13, Brooks Walters, five hitter for the Chargers. Brooks Walters, a member of the senior class, steps back in. Looking from a stretch right there. Now the set, Keaton Brooks, here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. First base occupied. Might have short off the glove, might have been caught. Ryan Schumer. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. Six hitter. Austin Sulk going to bat. He is the pitcher for North Montgomery Chargers. Where's number 12? Didn't ask for time. Hit the box. He's ready to go. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Keaton Brooks. First pitch to Sulk. Breaking pitch low for a ball. As Ryan Schumer plays it laterally to his right. Keeps it in front of him. So one ball, no strikes. I've said this before. Usually a pitcher, pretty good eyesight at the plate for the strike zone. Showing it right there. Austin Sulk. Step in, step back out. In the rubber, Keaton Brooks. Stepping back in, Austin Sulk. Pitcher versus the pitcher. Here comes the pickoff move. First base, nonchalant. Not a lot of MPH on that throw. Keaton Brooks is trying to keep him around first base. That's Dylan Braun. Trying to keep Dylan right there around the base, giving Ryan Schumer a chance to throw him out should he elect to take off. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Tremendous place to play baseball right here on North Montgomery's varsity field. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the stretch. Here's the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Home plate umpire does just what we're taught to do. He works the slot, left side for right-handed batter, and he calls the whole plate from that slot. He doesn't move his head to take a look at the other side of the plate. Doing a fine job. Swing and a miss. Count goes even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Take a warm-up swing out of the box here. Number 12, Austin Salk. Batting in the bottom of the second. One out, one on. Runner at third base. Excuse me, first base is Braun. Pitch comes in outside. Count goes full. 3-2. Austin Salk, number 12. Junior class member. He's got a lot of upside for next season. Out of the sand, here comes a 3-2. Foul ball back to the screen. They're saying that right-handed batter's box. On deck batter is number 11. She is the 7-hitter. That's Maley Gaskin. She'll be batting next. Stepping back in, Austin Salk, full count. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. There are two out here in the bottom of the second inning. Baseball replenishment. Stepping into bat. Number 11, Maley Gaskin. Bob Cox shared with us. He said she played football. Said she went and played a couple of years in volleyball. Pretty athletic. Pretty athletic lady. And it looks like Coach Voorhees is going to elect to send up a pinch hitter. And Gaskin was in the on-deck box or circle, and she was ready to bat. She can chase down some foul balls back to the screen. And now they replace her in the batting order. Number 21 going to step in, Kate Cole, sophomore athlete, utility player, and in the pitcher. Right-handed batter. Out of the set, first pitch from Brooks, low for ball one. One ball, no strikes, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Looking at signals. Cade Cole, number 21, right-handed batter. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Inside half, right below the kneecaps, called strike. Count goes 1-1. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given, not as many. Runner at first base is Dylan Braun. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside, swing and a miss. Almost looked like a slider. I'm not quite sure. That ball didn't move from right to left, according to where Keaton Brooks is standing. Working out a stretch, now set. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking pitch. And the Knights are out of the inning. The Knights strand one runner. Mr. Braun, Dylan Braun, right back at the glove of Keaton Brooks. So the Knights are going to bat here in the top of the third. We'll mention after two complete, Knights 8, Chargers 0. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21, Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. So we're going to get some warm-up tosses. Going to mention new pitcher here in the top of the third for the Chargers. number 16 going to step in. That's Corbin Meadows. Corbin Meadows, another junior class member. Well, Mickey Corbin Meadows on the season. Win-loss record. He's got no wins, one loss. He's got 16 and two-thirds innings under his belt. He's given up 14 hits, 13 runs. 11 of those runs were earned. He has struck out, excuse me, he has walked 14. He has struck out 19. He's given up one home run. He's faced 83 batters. Left-handed hurler on the hill right now, Corbin Meadows, number 16 for the Chargers. So get some final warm-up tosses right there. Getting ready to throw one down. So they're going to toss one down. It's going to be taken by the second baseman. Here comes the pitch, and here goes the toss. Dylan Braun, the catcher. Solid rope to second base. So stepping in the bat for the ninth, second time at the plate, number 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, he was at the plate in the top of the second. Tyler Fox is thrown out at second base. So Bryn Robbins is going to step back in. He'll have a brand new count. So no balls, no strikes. This time he's going to face Corbin Meadows, number 16, left-hander. He's going to throw from the stretch, nobody on. Pretty much a relief roll for Meadows. First pitch to Robbins. Outside and low, ball one. Bryn Robbins, as mentioned, 24 games under his belt. He's missed one game. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Corbin Meadows, second pitch to Robbins. Low, short off the glove. Good stop by Dylan Braun. Count goes 2-0. Bryn Robbins, 77 plate appearances, 62 at-bats. He's batting 258, 373 on-base percentage. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Right across the dish. Let it go by. Took a look at one. Count goes 2-1. Bryn Robbins got 16 hits on the season. 10 are singles. 3 are doubles. 1 triple. And 2 home runs. Next pitch comes in low. Short off the glove. Kept it in front of him. Dylan Braun. Count goes 3-1. So Bryn Robbins, see if he has a green light. See what happens on the 3-1 pitch. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the relief from Meadows. Low for ball 4. So Bryn Robbins going to jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup going to step in for the night. It's going to be number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton looking at signals. Well out of the box. Signals given. Coach Kim Bourdonnais. Stepping in, right-handed batter's box, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton got himself aboard, first time up. As mentioned, having a good year as a freshman. Working out a set, checks first base, here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Mikey Stapleton. Right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Meadows to Stapleton. Backdoor curveball misses just high. Bit of a slow curve there. Backdoor trying to break it in. Count goes 1-1 to Stapleton. Straightaway stance. Out of the set. Corbin Meadows. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a drive to center field. Going to be right at him. Didn't have to move much. Catch is made by number 22, Thomas LaFoon. There's one out in the top of the third. The runner aboard at first base, Bryn Robbins, he drew a walk. Stepping in, Ryan Elsner. 9-hitter for the Knights. Ryan Elsner playing third base in today's contest. So we'll step back in. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. Might be a double set. Corbin Meadows, going to be a pickoff move. They'll have to throw to first and back to second. They're going to say the tag was made. Taken off, he definitely had a steal sign. He was taken off of second base, and he took off just a shade early. Corbin Meadows, being a left-handed pitcher, quite an advantage, according to your base runners. Except if you're Mitchell Dean and you're pitching as a sophomore and you got Barrett Robbins, Carson Barrett, at third base. Here comes the pitch. Outside and high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bases are empty. Two out here in the top of the third. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Corbin Meadows. Here comes a 1-0. Swing and a miss. Corbin Meadows getting pretty good command of that breaking pitch. Pretty good placement. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Looking to pick up the break. I say what, Pete Rose could pick up that break. 4,192. Remember we got that one at Cincinnati. Bounce high off that AstroTurf at that time. Stuff's deadly. Working out a set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Dylan Braun trying to frame it. Trying to frame it with the forearm. If you can frame with the wrist, you'll have more success. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan Elsner. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop third. Dylan Braun going to throw him out. Steps outside the line, throws Ryan Elsner out on the drop third, and the Knights are out of the inning. They leave no runners on board, and the Knights come up empty in the top of the third. And we'll mention this team is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. I went pretty close to their town coming here. I actually went through it, through the town right here. By 38-47, Barson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports. That's Target Sports in Sheridan. Getting ready to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Going to step into bat. Number 22, the eight hitter, Thomas LaFoon. Thomas LaFoon has been quite busy in center field. Right into the batter's box, first pitch from Brooks. Ground ball, shortstop. Evan Deanhart takes the play and goes across the diamond, gets the put out with T.J. Bell. There's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter going to step in for North Montgomery. He's a nine hitter. He wears number nine, and he plays position number nine. Gage Galloway is going to bat. Right-handed batter. 2 feet on the rubber, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks doesn't waste a lot of time. He's about like a Ryan Schumer on the pitcher's rubber. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Square in the bunt, pulled the bat back. Strike called by the home plate umpire. Straightaway stance. Gage Galloway, here's the pitch. Going to drive one to right field. Going to have some air on it. Trying to make the play. Couldn't get to it. It's going to be a base hit. Going to get by the glove of Tyler Fox. Picked up in center field by the center fielder, Bren Robbins, as he was backing up the play. It's going to be a double off the bat of the nine-hitter, Gage Galloway. Gage Galloway is at second base. So stepping back in, Jared Kirsch. Jared Kirsch wears number 14. Jared Kirsch on the season. He played in all 25 games. 107 plate appearances, 75 at-bats. He's got a good eye at the plate. He batted 373. He leads the Chargers with batting average. First pitch comes in low for ball one. Jared going to step back in. 557 on base percentage. That's after 25 games. That's quite a player. Left-handed batter's box. Jared Kirsch, here comes the pitch. Going to take a drive to center field. Going to back up Brent Robbins. He's going to get a bead on it. He's going to play it off the wall. It hits the warning track and up against the wall. And then Brent Robbins elects to play it in that way. It's going to be a double off the bat of Jared Kirsch. Coming in to score is number 9, Dave Galloway from second base. Jared Kirsch picked up RBI number 20. 20 RBIs on the season thus far for Kirsch. And he picks up his 7th double on the season. So Jared Kirsch going to put that sliding mitt on. He may try to steal third base. Jared Kirsch, 28. Now 29 hits on the season for Kirsch. Right-handed batter's box. Number 2, Roman Utterback. First pitch from Brooks. Breaking pitch off the bat. Can be an off-balance strike called. Runner at second base. In the batter's box, number 2, Roman Utterback. Roman Utterback has played in all 25 games. Here comes the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Swinging a miss, and there'll be another tip off the bat. He touched the ball twice. They both ended up in the glove of Ryan Schumer. Utterback is 58 plate appearances, 50 at-bats. He's batting an even 300. All 25 games on base percentage at 386. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. Utterback is aboard. He's going to move Kirsch to third base. Runners on the corners with one out for the Chargers. The next batter going to step in. Got himself aboard. Shot back at the pitcher. His first at bat. Off the glove, thank goodness. And Tyler Fox, and timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden ain't going to walk out, talk with his infield. Well, making this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils schedule, Central Catholic Knights. And Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. Lady Huskies made it to the semi-state this year. They drove clear to LaPorte to do battle with another Hoosier Conference foe, Twin Lakes Indians. Huskies couldn't hold on to a 14-point first-half lead. They fell in the contest to Twin Lakes. Stepping back in, four-hitter Dylan Braun. Working from the stretch, now the set. Tyler Fox, pitch comes in. Short hop the glove, gets stopped once again by Ryan Schumer. Runners on the corners for the Chargers. Jared Kirsch is at first base. Take that back at third base. Already one run in. That was pitch comes in. Strike call. Count goes 1-1. Step out of the box. Look at signals. Four-hitter Dylan Braun. Going to get that modest lead at first base. Under that third base is Kirsch. Pickoff move, first base. Tag applied, back in there, head first, safe at first base. Stepping back in the batter's box. Four-hitter, Ross Dyson. Ross Dyson has played in all 25 games in the pickoff move. First base, back safely once again. So four-hitter, right, I should say three-hitter, Meyer. Ross Dyson, three-hitter for the Chargers. Batting 297. Here comes the pitch. The foul one, back out of play. Ross Dyson on base percentage of 475. almost half the time he ends up at the plate. He scored 16 runs. He got 22 hits, 3 doubles, 15 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Nope. Pickoff move once again. Keaton Brooks. Trying to keep him close at first base. Trying to line up a double play ball. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch to Dyson. Going to take off at second base. Throw comes in. Short hop. Left side of the bag. Good stop by Evan Deanhart. So Jared Kirsch, he elects to stay at third base on the throw. Count goes 2-2. Ross Dyson, left-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball around home plate. He'll face another 2-2 count. Ross Dyson, he's the designated hitter, player DH in this ballgame, batting for left fielder, Brecken Hardy. Here comes the 2-2 again. Ground ball, second base, fielded by Mikey Stapleton. They'll get the out, but they'll give up the run. Run comes in to score. Second run here in the bottom of the third inning. Coming in to score, number 14, Jared Kirsch. After he doubles the left center field. Stepping into bat once again, the four-hitter Dylan Braun. This is the gentleman, the lightning speed, hands, and the bat. See if Keaton Brooks can just pitch normal to him. There's a pitch. Another solid shot. Third shortstop off the glove, backhand, trying to backhand it with Devin Deanhart. It caroms way in to the left field. I tell you what, Dylan Braun has a dangerous bat. So Braun's going to run in. He'll put his gear back on. And going to Dylan Brown, actually. I guess I've been mispronouncing. Is it Dylan Brown? Braun? Okay. Thank you. So Braun's going to put his gear on. Oh, Brown's running? What number is he?
18.
Okay, thank you. 18, Nolan Brown. He's a sophomore. So, well, that's a lot of fun getting in a varsity game. Even as a pinch runner, I was a freshman, got in at Tipton. Next play, I got grounded out and forced out at second base. My whole game was over. Stepping in, number 13, Brooks Walters, right-handed batter. Facing the lefty, Keaton Brooks. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Lowest part of the zone, strike call, count goes 0-1. So working right there at first base, Nolan Brown, pinch running for Dylan Braun. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Good movement by Schumer, make the stop. Count goes 1-1. Three runs in here in the bottom of the third for the Chargers. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 2-1. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Coach Voorhees, some more signals. Stepping back in. Right-handed batter's box. Facing the lefty, Keaton Brooks. Here comes a 2-1. Outside of ball. Three balls, 1 strike. Runner at first base, Nolan Brown, pinch runner. Here comes the pitch. The foul one, right side, out of play. 3-2 count. Brooks Walters, the 5-hitter. Brooks Walters wins number 13. Now, he played in all 25 games. 98 plate appearances, 77 at-bats, batting .325, right-handed batter's box, .449 on base. He'll foul another one, right side, out of play. 3-2 count on his horse with Nolan Brown. He'll jog back to first base. So 13, Brooks Walters, is set back in with that 3-2 count. He has scored 19 runs on the season. He's got 25 hits. He does have a home run. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Evan Jeanhart fields it. They'll throw to first base. They'll get the foot out with C.J. Bell. So the Knights are going to bat in the top of the fourth. They give up three runs in the bottom of the third. After three complete, Knights 8, Chargers 3. And again, we thank you for listening. And we'll mention Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, that's not much of a road trip from here. Indiana Beach Campground and RV Resort. Indiana Beach, located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. Monticello, right there where Twin Lakes High School is located. Just a hop, skip, and a jump. You can probably walk there from Twin Lakes. I think I'm Indiana Beach to the north and a little bit to the east. We mentioned you can make plans. You can book your campground resort. You can call Indiana Beach. You can call ahead. And we'll mention it's 574-583-4141. Again, area code 574-583-4141. You can get a daily admission pass, or if you get three daily admission passes, you might as well bought the season pass. Season pass at Indiana Beach per individual, just $69.99. What a bargain. Indiana Beach, good place to go if you don't want to drive clear to Cincinnati, Ohio. Indiana Beach, fun place to be. They're getting some final warm-up tosses. They're going to throw one down to second base. Back out on the pitcher's rubber. Here in the top of the fourth is Corbin Meadows. Corbin Meadows, where's number 16? And I'm getting ready to pitch here in the top of the fourth inning. It's going to be number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick going to step back in. Third time in the ballgame. Cade Minnick, the DH in the ballgame for the Knights. Working from the left-handed arm slot. Working from the stretch, nobody on. Third base, in on the lip of the grass, that's Brooks Walters. Pitch comes in, just low, ball one. Cade Minnick working them perfect eyes that he has, once again, in the batter's box. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Let it go by, watch one. Cade Minnick, 20 ball games. This is 21st for him. We're going to have a set. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Minnick. Breaking pitch, finished low, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Cade Minnick batting 261. Left in his batter's box, 393 on base percentage. Cade Minnick, here comes a pitch from Corbin Meadows. Ground ball, right side, well, foul on the ground. Got around pretty quick on that one. Count goes even at 2-2. Left-handed batter, Cade Minnick, facing the lefty pitcher, Austin Sulk. Pitcher and the batter, both junior class members. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Can be a full swing on the infield right there in front of the pitcher. And Meadows looked like he was going to field the baseball. And he knew the catcher, Dylan Braun, was right nearby, so he stepped over the baseball. And was going to let Dylan Braun throw to first base, but Dylan Braun did not get the memo. So safe at first base, and probably going to go in there as a base hit. So they would call it a base hit, official scorer right here in the booth. So Cade Minnick, first base, getting a modest lead. Squaring the bun early is Evan Jeanhart. Third base, in on the lip, that's Walters. He's going to pull the bat back and swing away. That's a good play in high school baseball. It's a good play, I think, above the age of 14. But if you're younger than 14, that's an illegal play. At the Squires organization, as I read the rules. You can't square the bunt and hit away. It's a good idea for that youth. League. Pitch comes in, good block once again by Dylan Braun. Count goes 1-1 to Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart has played in all 25 games. He's been hit by a pitch 5 times on the season. That's not the most I've seen. A couple of weeks ago, a guy got hit by pitch 8 times so far. 8 hit by pitches in one season. So ball strike, 1 ball, 1 strike. Back at first base, getting a lead. Caden Minnick looking out of stretch, now the stat. Comes a pitch from Meadows. Inside and low. Ball 2. So Evan Jeanhart out of the box, looking at signals, not a lot given. Maybe a hand clap from Coach Bordenay. Leading off the bag there. Caden Minnick. Here comes a pitch. The 2-1. Ground ball. Foul. Left of Coach Bordenay. He thought about putting a hand on it. He didn't think very long. It was a scorcher. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Steps back in. Nobody out. Top of the 4th inning. 8-3 ball game. A lot of game left in this one. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch from the pickoff move. Back safety. Tell you what, looking at a left-handed pitcher while on first base, you've got to be really alert. Not quite as much as a righty, but you still got to be. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Base hit between third base and shortstop. Evan Jeanhart finds another way to get on base. He's about the most inventive young player. I tell you what, I can't believe how many different ways he can get on base as a legitimate base hit. So he's at first base now, Jeanhart, and at second base, Caden Minnick. Next batter going to step in, Brian Schumer. Where's number 7? Does the catching. Also pitches, also plays some first base. Ryan Schumer. Steps in, left-handed batter's box, facing the lefty, Corbin Meadows. Out of the set, Meadows checks second, checks it again. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, foul tip. Back to the glove, Dylan Braun, he's okay. He's going to get back behind the dish, 0-1 count to Schumer. Schumer's played in all 25 games. Entered this game, 93 plate appearances, 67 at-bats. He's got a good eye at the plate. He's walked 20 times. They'll foul one, left side, out of play. They're going to give it a chase. And the ball might have landed in field of play, and it did. A lot of foul territory here at North Montgomery. And when I was on the reserve field one time, I was umpire behind the plate. Jefferson, guy from Jefferson, varsity player, pretty good catcher. I was told he's a real good catcher. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. High fastball, took a wave at it. He's going to walk back to the dugout. He's a little bit disturbed with his swing there.
The first pitch for the TGA.
So 1 out here in the top of the 4th. Still 2 aboard for the Knights, first and second base. Jeanhart at first, Caden Minnick at second. TJ Bell last at bat, blasted one to the left center field. Might have got to the warning track before they picked it up. Out of the set, Corbin Meadows. Backdoor curveball just missed. 1 ball, no strikes. TJ Bell, he's played in 23 ball games. 73 plate appearances, 57 at-bats. He batted .239 on the season. Here comes the pitch. You know, it's plaster one. It's going to be straight up. Dylan Braun giving it a look. Dylan Braun, textbook play as a catcher. Made the catch. There are 2 out. They're in the top of the 4th.
This
batter going to step in is Jackson King. Plays left field. Jackson Kane entered this game with 82 plate appearances, 68 at bats, batting 309, 405 on base percentage. Working from a stretch, peering in, looking at singles. Corbin Meadows, a long peer. It works from the set now. Here comes the first pitch to Jackson Kane. Ground ball, right down the third baseline, trying to play it. It's going to be a fair ball off the glove. And I don't know what the official score would be on that one. Not for me to say. So Jackson Kane is at first base. Bases are loaded for the Knights. Two outs. Top of the fourth inning. Tyler Fox going to bat. Tyler Fox cleared the bases with a double in his first at bat. Peering in, looking at singles. Corbin Meadows out of the set. The double set. Here comes the pitch. Going to get by the glove of Dylan Braun coming in from third base is Caden Minnick. So base runners move up 90 feet. Two outs. Top of the fourth. One ball, no strikes. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Tyler Fox has played in 20 games to this point. This is 21st. Working from the stretch, now the set. Stepping off the back is Meadows. As Evan Dienhart bluffs a steal of the plate. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Full swing, ground ball, left side. It comes to a complete halt. Coach Bordenay going to pick it up. One ball, one strike. Tyler Fox, he's been hit by a pitch once in this ballgame. He has four on the season. He's batting 239, 46 official at-bats. Out of the set, here comes the pitch, the 1-1. Ground ball, back up the middle, good play. Second base, Maley Gaskin, but probably not Maley. Cade Cole is at second base now. Cade Cole makes the play, flips it to Jared Kirsch, gets the put out. So Cade Cole is inserted in the ball game at second base. Number 18. So the Knights come up with one run in the top of the fourth. Chargers are going to have a huddle out in front of their dugout. You're going to have a powwow. Nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. So the Knights are going to play defensively. Tyler Fox back out to do the pitching. And we'll mention this game is brought to you in part by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can dial them up, or you can send them a text message at 317-946-2424. Again, their number is 317-946-2424. So they'll throw one down to second base. Ryan Schumer. You know, work from right there. And first batter here in the bottom of the fourth for the Chargers is going to be Corbin Meadows. Corbin Meadows is going to step in. Corbin Meadows, he's played in 25 games, 96 plate appearances, 77 at-bats. He's batting 299. First pitch, base hit, up the middle. No, he's going to be played. Going to try to get a glove on it. The play is made. Cut it off. It looked like it was going up the middle. Good play by Mikey Stapleton. So Mikey Stapleton trying to earn a spot in the lineup. So next batter to step in, number 21, be Cade Cole and step in. Right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Outside edge, strike called. No balls, one strike, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Knights in the heel. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. It'll be a stroke to left field. going to get the grass, solid rope, base hit off the bat of Cade Cole. Cade Cole, second baseman. A member of the sophomore class, Cade Cole at first base. Stepping in, right-handed batter, number 22, Thomas LaFoon. Thomas LaFoon, a busy guy in center field today. Step in, right-handed batter. He's played in 23 ball games. Thomas LaFoon getting an opportunity to play baseball here from Coach Voorhees. Outside edge, strike call. No balls, one strike. Signal's given. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He'll step back in. Working from the stretch. Keaton Brooks now out of the set. Checks first base. Here's the pitch. Thought about a bunt. Ball's outside. Pulls the bat back. It is a ball. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. A few signals given. Going to be about even with third base is nice third baseman Ryan Elsner. Here's the pitch. Outside of all snaps, throw to first base. T.J. Bell, swipe tag, comes up empty. Back safely anyway. So, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given, not many from Coach Voorhees. Right-handed batter's box. Thomas LaFoon. Swing and a miss. Count goes even at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cade Cole at first base. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. You know, pop one. Be a foul territory. T.J. Bell gives it a call. Makes the catch. So T.J. Bell comes off the bat. Catches in his foul territory. There are 2 outs here in the top of the 4th. Runner still at first base. It's Cade Cole. Stepping in, right-handed batter's box. Gage Galloway. Gage Galloway, he was introduced as a senior before the ball game from public address, Bob Cox. Working out a set, here comes the pitch. And put a bunt down. Good bunt. Back to Brooks. Brooks gonna throw to first base, and T.J. Bell just does stretch enough to keep that foot on the base as he retrieves that ball upward and to the right. So the Knights get out of the inning. They leave one aboard. So they strand one runner to do the charges. And after 4 complete, Knights 9, Chargers 3. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color. Business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in, meet the staff. Discount Copies are open weekdays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And by phone, you can reach them at 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. That's Discount Copies. They're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl and behind Pizza Hut along Highway 32. That's State Road 32. And I'm very thankful for Discount Copies. Discount Copies makes it much easier during the football season. So get some final warm-up tosses. Corbin Meadows. Warming him up once again is Dylan Braun. Corbin Meadows, a junior. Dylan Braun, number 15, a senior. And Jared Kirsch, first baseman. I looked him up in my Football Digest magazine. Saw the page that represents North Montgomery baseball, I should say football, and Jared Kirsch. He's a cornerback and a punter. So pretty athletic young man to be able to punt the football and bat 373 to lead your team. So stepping in, Bren Robbins. Gonna work from the stretch once again. Corbin Meadows out of the set. Here comes a pitch to Robbins. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. So let's one go by. Bren Robbins played in 24 games, batting 258 in 62 played appearances, I should say, at bats. He's going to drift one to left field. Going to have some air under it. Going to have to come in to make the play and couldn't get the play made. That ball bounces in there. No man's land right in the grass. And Bren Robbins gets on base with a base hit. So stepping in once again is number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton making a good play there in the bottom of the fourth inning at second base. I thought the ball was going through. He's proved me wrong. So working from the stretch, now the set, he'll check first base. Corbin Meadows, Mikey Stapleton, the batter, he squared a bunt. He's going to put a nice bunt down. It's going to be fielded there by Brooke Walters. Brooke Walters makes the play, and Jared Kirsch picks up a ball low, short hops the glove, and saves an error from Brooke Walters to get the put out. So they move the runner. Mission is accomplished. And no time at the plate for Mikey Stapleton as he moves the runner to second base. That's Bren Robbins stepping in for the Knights. Number four, Ryan Elsner. Elsner getting a start at third base tonight. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, check second. First pitch to Elsner. Backdoor curveball, strike call. Home plate umpire kind of took a Polaroid of that one. Looked at it again, called a strike as a good breaking pitch from Corbin Meadows. Out of set, check second. Again, here's a pitch. Short hops the glove, outside of ball. Dylan Braun using a good glove in tonight's ball game. Working out a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Meadows, a long peer. Now the set, he'll check second base. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Top of the fifth inning. Bren Robbins at second base for the Knights. Mikey Stapleton, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball, finishes high. Just high. Front of the plate, it was tall. Peering in, looking at signals once again, 2-2 count. Mikey Stapleton, a right-handed batter. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Hanging tight is the catcher, Dylan Braun, to catch the low swing and a miss. So two out. Two out here in the ballgame. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Stepping in the bat once again, Cade Minnick, he's been to the plate more times than anybody else in today's ballgame. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. First pitch to Minnick. Low for ball one. Timeout on the diamond. Dylan Braun going to jog out. Have conversation with his pitcher, Corbin Meadows. Dylan Braun, senior class member. Puts the ball in the glove of Meadows. Senior class catcher probably has a lot of things he could say. Pretty quality player by the senior year. Peering in, looking at signals. Corbin Meadows. Out of the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch to Minnick. Roundhouse curveball finishes low. Left-handed batter's box, Caden Minnick. Now out of set, Meadows checks second again. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Corbin Meadows likes the curveball. I should say Dylan Braun. Dylan Braun is looking to the dugout. He's reflecting pitches from the dugout. A lot of breaking pitches to Caden Minnick. Here comes a 2-1. Low for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Two out. Cade Minnick straightaway stance. junior class member. Cade Minnick, working on that average, 261. Trying to climb. Here comes the pitch. Going full swing, going to be a fifth foul of first base. It was right down the line. Cade Minnick was probably praying that ball was going to go foul because it was going to be an easy play for Jared Kirsch at first base. So jogging back to second base, Brent Robbins. Count goes full, 3-2. Cade Minnick steps back in. Home plate umpire makes the ball live. Peering in, looking at signals. Meadows now out of the set. Here comes a 3-2. Be a ground ball shortstop. Fields it on a good hop. Roman Utterback. Utterback does get that ring service hop. Throws on the first base, gets a put out, and Cade Minnick is retired. And the Knights are done in the top of the fifth. Knights couldn't come up with a run in the fifth. They'll play defensively as the Chargers will bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. And again, we'll mention a little bit about the IHSAA. IHSAA. Hey, what, I've talked about this website. It's good. It's about 2 years in the making. New website for the IHSAA. It's much simpler. It's a lot cleaner. You can find where you're going a lot more simpler. All you got to do is go to IHSAA.org. Again, that's IHSAA.org. And right there on the front screen, looking you right in the eye, it'll say Keeping Education in Front of Athletics. And then right underneath there, it says High School Sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the classroom. They changed that from field, the playing field, to the classroom. That's a pretty good change because sometimes, you know, you're talking about basketball and then playing field doesn't quite fit. So anyway, Keeping Education in Front of Athletics. High School Sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the classroom. So they're getting some final tosses right there. Ryan Schumer throws a frozen rope to Dean Hart. And they're getting ready to bat. Bottom of the fifth inning. Stepping in. Going to be number 14, Jared Kirsch. Jared Kirsch, number 14, plays first base. He's a junior class member. Jared Kirsch, 25 games, 107 plate appearances, 75 at-bats. Batting 373, leads the team, 557 on base percentage. He'll take a first stroke. He'll go to right center field. He's going to back up Bryn Robbins, and he'll make a good catch right there in the gap. Bryn Robbins makes the first catch for out number one in left, excuse me, right center field. Going to jog Jared Kirsch back to the dugout. So Jared Kirsch, I think he might be 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Stepping in the bat, two-hitter, where's number two? Roman Utterback. Utterback made a good play in the previous half right there at third base, excuse me, shortstop. He'll foul the first one off over to the third base dugout. Third base dugout occupied by the North Montgomery Chargers. Knights pretty happy. They're in the first base dugout. Here comes a whine and a pitch from Brooks. Inside and low. One ball, one strike. Home plate umpire kind of getting out of the way of that one. But you know the home plate umpire has a full-time job. He's here because he really enjoys this hobby. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. Poke one to right field. Coming in to make the play is Tyler Fox. Two outs here. The bottom of the fifth. Next batter going to step in, number 20, Ross Dyson. Ross Dyson, he's the DH for North Montgomery. Left-handed batter to step in. Nobody on, two out. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the hurl from the lefty pitcher. Facing the lefty batter. Ball comes in just outside, ball one. Step back on the rubber, both feet on right there. Keaton Brooks, here comes a wind to Dyson. going to take a drive to the left center. He's going to actually get there to Jackson Kane. He didn't have to move a whole lot. Jackson Kane makes the catch. So the Knights end the fifth inning with all three outfielders catching a fly ball. So the Knights are going to bat in the top of the sixth inning. And at the end of five, Knights 9, Chargers 3. Well, mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Right there, Titus Bakery and Deli, right inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. And Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open daily along U.S. 31. In northern Hamilton County, except for Sunday. They are closed on Sunday as we listen to a little Bob Seger. Bob Seger, Detroit, Michigan native. What a quality voice. You can pick him out of the crowd. They're playing some good music up here. Who's the DJ? Is that Bob? Bob, you good DJ. I told Bob, I'm asking if he was kicker for the Vikings. Way back when, they had a Bob Cox kick when Tarkenton was quarterbacking.
Oh, before my time.
I like Tarkenton. No, Joe Kapp was the quarterback before Tarkenton. He passed away last week at 85. 85. He was in the first long discharge. Joe Kapp was, yeah. He was up on the hill with a gun while they're putting soot in each brother's boots. Stepping in, Evan Teamhart. Right-handed batter. Peering in, working out a stretch once again is Corbin Meadows. First pitch to Deanhart. Breaking pitch finishes low, ball one. Right-handed batter, Evan Deanhart. Open stance, he'll close on the approach. Some bullpen activity down the left field line for the Chargers. Here comes the pitch from Meadows. High and just away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out. Top of the sixth inning. Pitch comes in high and away, ball three. Nobody out. So stepping back in. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch from Meadows. Strike called. Count goes 3-1. Step back in, right-handed batter. Evan Deanhart batting 328. Now right-handed batter's box. Here comes a 3-1. Gonna draw a walk. Pitch comes in low. Short hops glove of Dylan Braun is keeping in front of you. And Evan Deanhart earns another walk. The last time up, Deanhart got an on-base, base hit between third and shortstop. This time he draws a walk. The top of the sixth inning, nobody out. Ryan Schumer batting, working out a stretch, and here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes low. Dylan Braun kept it in front of him, but couldn't have a play to make at second base as Deanhart reads the dirt and ends up at second base. So stepping in once again, left-handed hitter, Ryan Schumer. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Now the set, check second base. Corbin Meadows, here's the pitch. Short off the glove, going to get by the glove this time of Dylan Braun. And Evan Deanhart over to third base. Ryan Schumer, he's played in all 25 games. Henry, this game, 93 played appearances, 67 at-bats. Ryan Schumer batting 403. 559 on base percentage. He's got 27 hits. Ryan Schumer, I think it was yesterday, they had a get together and welcomed him to Calvin University in Michigan for next year. So pitch comes in high and inside, ball two. So peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. It comes a 3-0 pitch to Schumer. The ball four, short hops the glove. Dylan Braun. Knights have runners on the corners. And Ryan Schumer going to get the jog out. Gavin Boutel going to run at first base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach going to walk out, have a conversation with his infield. So pitching coach going to ask for the baseball. He probably get a handshake too. North Montgomery. I tell you what, I've always enjoyed this school. And I've always said they have quality people here. And you look around, they got the JV field over here to my left behind me. They got the football field over there. I know they're going to play the Huskies in game two of the season coming up. That's going to be on the 25th. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's going to be on the 25th of August because week one is the 18th. And North Montgomery and Hamilton Heights, always a good football game. They might take turns winning about every other year, but they have a good football game. So getting warmed up there on the pitcher's mound. Third pitcher in the ball game for the Chargers. Lefty working the curveball right now. He probably the one in the bullpen a while ago. So I believe that's number 20, am I correct? On the bump right there, number 20, Ross Dyson, junior class member. Ross Dyson, he's got a win-loss ratio of no wins, one loss. He's pitched 9 2/3 innings so far this season. He's given up 22 hits. He's allowed 16 runs. 14 of those runs were earned. He's walked three. He struck out five. He's given up one home run. He's faced 53 batters along the way. So he's getting another opportunity to pitch right here. Top of the sixth inning. Nobody out. Two runners aboard for the Knights. He's going to finish up his final warm-up tosses as the home plate umpire earns his extra money. Working on that miniature stenographer's pad. He got a pen and a piece of paper. Got to work on that lineup as he makes the adjustments. I've always said he ought to get time and a half. I've got to admit, he's doing a pretty good job this game. So they're going to call the infield. Stepping out in front of the plate, Dylan Braun going to let his teammates know what play is on with runners on the corners. So stepping in, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell swinging a pretty good bat, hitting a lot of sweet spot on that bat in this ball game. The first pitch, outside of ball. Ross Dyson, number 20, into pitch for the Chargers. He's going to peer back in, working from the stretch, left-handed pitcher. Now the set, here comes the pitch to Bell. Backdoor curveball, perfectly placed. Bell probably couldn't reach it. Hit the outside edge. Count goes 1-1. Peering in once again. Oliver set. Checks first base. Here's the pitch. Going to poke one. Fly ball. Right field. Going to have to run in a long way. He'll make the catch. Thought about tagging up at third base. And Evan Dehart nearly gets in a pickle. But Kirsch allows... He elects to hold the ball as he catches the throw. And Dinard thought he might be able to go. He had to run back after about a 30-foot lead off the bag. So flying out to right field, Gage Galloway. Gage Galloway came a long distance to make that catch. So one out. Next batter, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, where's number three? Batting 309. Right-handed batter's box, 405 on base percentage. Pickoff move, first base, back safely. Tag still applied by Kirsch. Runners on the corners for the Knights with one out. Peering in, looking at signals. Ross Dyson. Long peer, now the set. He'll check first base. Pitch to Robbins. To Kane. They're going to pick off move at third base. And he dropped the ball. So he was dead to rights. Couldn't hold the ball. So Evan Dienhart probably shaking just a little bit. So good snap throw to third base by Dylan Braun. Still one out. Peering in, looking at signals once again. Ross Dyson, a step off the back. Timeout on the diamond. Dylan Braun going to jog out. They're going to go over some signals. Going to iron something out. Jerry Kirsch comes over, get in on the conversation. It's all about encouragement. Encouragement today can help you 20 years from now. So stepping back in, Jackson Kane. Peering in, looking at singles, once again, Ross Dyson. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Fastball just missed. Ross Dyson's breaking ball. Working back door pretty good. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set. Here comes the 3-0. Outside, ball four. And Jackson Kane gets the bat taken out of his hand once again in this ball game.
Now batting, Brett Silver, Tyler Fox.
Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing right field in today's ball game. Tyler Fox has played in 20 of the 25 games. This is his 21st. Out of the set, Dyson, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes just inside, a bit low. One ball, no strikes. Tyler Fox, plate appearances, entering the game, 52, 46 at-bats. Kind of an aggressive hitter. He does have a double in this game. He cleared the bases. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. One out. Bases are occupied for the Knights. Looking out of the stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Going to pick it back up a second time. They'll get the out at second. Safe at first. Going to be a fielder's choice and an RBI off the bat of Tyler Fox. The next batter going to step in, 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, 24. 24 games he's participated in. He's missed one. Bryn Robbins batting 258 on the season, 373 on base. Entering this game, 77 plate appearances, 62 at-bats. 16 hits, 10 singles, 3 doubles, 1 triple, and 2 home runs for Bryn Robbins. Looking out of stretch, now the set. First pitch to Robbins, backdoor curveball. He'll take it to the left field. Didn't have to move much. Got a pretty good sweet spot on the bat, but right at the left fielder, Brecken Hardy. Well, Brecken Hardy retires the side, and the Knights in the top of the sixth come up with one. And the Chargers are going to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll remind you, North Montgomery Chargers, they're going to be in sectional activity at Northwestern. That'll be Class 3A, Sectional 20. North Montgomery will do battle with the Western Panthers. Western Panthers had a tough one. I heard they had a tough one last night. And we'll mention that's game one of the Northwestern Sectional. That's on Wednesday, the 24th of May. That'll be a 5 o'clock start time. So you know all of those guys, Western and North Montgomery, they're going to be roaming the hallways during school that day thinking about nothing but the baseball game that Will mentioned. And that second game right there, I should mention, on Wednesday, second game, 7 o'clock start time, it'll be Twin Lakes and West Lafayette. And then on Thursday, they'll come back on Thursday. It'll be winner of game one versus winner of game two. That'll be a 5 o'clock start on the 25th, Thursday. And then on Thursday evening, it'll be Northwestern and Frankfort as they drew the quickest way to get to the final game. The winner of that game will be in the final. And the final is going to be game five winner versus game six winner on Memorial Day. And they'll play their final game on Memorial Day at 11 a.m. It's going to be the day after the Indianapolis 500 and the day after my wife's birthday. So I'm glad I got that in. So stepping in, here comes the first pitch, T. Brooks. Breaking pitch, just misses. In the batter's box, number 15, Dylan Braun. Dylan Braun, the catcher. Pretty good size young man. I would guess he played football. Pretty strong young man. I'm sure he can do about what anything a coach asked of him. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Dylan Braun played in all 25 games. He's batting .299, .411 on base percentage. Healthy cut. Foul tip in the glove. Jackson, or Ryan Schumer cleans it. Count goes 2-1. Open stance right there, peering in, looking at signals. 2 feet on the rubber. Here comes the 2-1. You know, float one, out of play, right side, foul ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. First batter, bottom of the sixth inning. Chargers, a home game. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take a drive to center field. You know, back up, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins going to look up, going to be off the wall again, and he's going to toss it in, sliding in, safe at second base. Dylan Braun, my goodness, that was a stroke. Deepest part of the park, hits it off the wall, down near the bottom. Brent Robbins was nearby with nobody out. He elected to just play it off the wall. So running out, courtesy runner, Brooks Walters. Walters is running for the catcher, Dylan Braun. Stepping into bat, 13, Brooks Walters. Brooks Walters, here comes the pitch. Fouled back, out of play.
Walters!
So they're going to work from right there. Signals given. Coach Voorhees step back in. Right-handed batter. 13, Brooks Walters, the third baseman. Hover there at second base, Mikey Stapleton. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. He's going to take another one to center field. He's going to back up Brent Robbins. He'll turn around and make the catch. Turn clear around, find the ball again, and make the catch. You hope that you can get an NFL guy out of the draft can catch passes like that. What a play. So one out. Tagging up from second base. He's now at third base. Stepping into bat. Where's number 16? Corbin Meadows. Left-handed batter's box facing the lefty. Keaton Brooks out of a set. First pitch to Meadows. Takes a strike, inside half, sky high. Peering in once again, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks, out of the set, becomes the 0-1 pitch. He's going to poke one to the left field. Going to back him up a little, moving to the left. Jackson Kane, going to throw a strong arm to the plate, and they're going to get him. Jackson Kane from left field, deep in left field. I don't think he was really showing off. He was just doing the duty. And, I mean, without a hop to Brian Schumer. Schumer makes the tag. there at home plate on the potential tag up from third base. What a throw. Jiminy Christmas. So the Knights get out of the inning, and they leave nobody aboard. And I will mention, Knights come up with one top of the sixth, and we'll remind you the Knights in front after 6-10, Chargers 3. So back out on the pitcher's mound. Going to get warmed up once again. It's Ross Dyson. Left-handed pitcher. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. That's out of Indianapolis. Real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years' experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, 317-513-4086. The Knights batting in the top of the seventh inning in the batter's box, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton got himself aboard early in the game with a base hit. He had a float one to the outfield. Might be called upon by the shortstop. Shallow center field is catching a few steps out in the grass. Catch made by Roman Utterback. Just one out here in the top of the seventh. Stepping in the bat for the Knights, number 4, Ryan Elson. Ryan Elson, a little bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Peering in, looking at signals. Ross Dyson, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Pretty good velocity off of that left hand of Ross Dyson. Popping the glove. Count goes 1-0. Here comes the pitch from Dyson. Swing and a miss. Ryan Elson evens the count 1-1. Steps back in. Ryan Elson. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Dyson. Curveball misses inside. Just missed the spot on that one. Barely. Count goes 2-1. Right, here's their batter, lefty pitcher. Here's the pitch. Going to float one out of play right side. Count goes even at 2-2. Ryan Elser playing in game number 15 on the season. Ryan Elser, 5 plate appearances, 5 at-bats, batting 600. He got 3 singles. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Going to be played by the second baseman. Safe at first, an infield single for Ryan Elsner. Pretty good effort right there. Behind second base, making the play from second base, Cade Cole. So there's one out. And Mikey Stapleton gets himself aboard with an infield single. Stepping back in, Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter. Working out of the set, pitch from Dyson, outside of ball. One ball, no strikes, breaking pitch, misses outside. Caden Minnick, the DH in the ball game. Coach Bourdain giving him a little bit of a break in right field. Pickoff move, first base, back safely. Tag still applied by Kirsch. Back safety is Elsner. Meyer, that's Elsner with the base hit on the infield. Working from the stretch, now the set. Becomes a 1-0 pitch. Strike called, inside half. Home plate umpire took a Polaroid of that one. A little bit of a late call, but his call is Hoyle. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set is a 1-1. Cade Minnick secured his backside. Just think about taking that as a hit by pitch, but it just broke enough to miss inside. Count goes 2-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set. Here's the pitch from Dyson. Cade Numbia, pickoff move, first base, nonchalant. Got a B-plus move from Dyson. Back safely is Ryan Elsner. Peering in once again. Ross Dyson, he wears number 20. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Foul ball. Going to get off of somebody. I think it might have landed off of Dylan Braun. And home plate umpire tosses one back to the pitcher. So the count goes even at 2-2. There's one out. Top of the seventh inning. One runner aboard at first base is Ryan Elsner. Got himself aboard with another base hit. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Be glove, they go 4-6, and there's going to be a no play at first. Let's see if the home plate umpire calls the out. I think this is the home plate umpire's call as the slide comes into second base with potential interference. It's going to be the home plate umpire's call. It's not the infield umpire's call. Coach Voorhees is talking it over right now with the home plate umpire. And I guess we're going to play on. There are two out. So runner at first base is Cade Minnick. So two outs on the diamond. Evan Dienhart steps in. So the peel-off, he did slide. There's no peel-off rule there because he didn't need to. Here comes the pitch. Try to put a bunt down on Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, he'll try to get on base any way he can. For a senior, that guy's got a lot of savvy. Plays football for Brian May. And there is the ball, catches the ball. He's a senior. He's going to graduate soon. Here comes the pitch from Dyson. Back to a curveball. Just misses outside. Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter. One ball, one strike, two outs. Top of the seventh. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move. Just a fling over there. Pretty strong arm to be able to fling it to first base. Standing still. So we'll step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Got some bullpen activity down the left field line. Just looking around, having some fun. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Two balls, one strike. So Cade Minnick at first base. Standing there after the fielder's choice. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Set back in the rubber. Ross Dyson, out of the set. Here comes the 3-1. Oh, pickoff move once again. Tag applied. Back safely is Cade Minnick. So let's step back in the rubber. 3-1 count once again. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Let's it go by. Strike call. Had a wide open plate, and Dyson pierces the strike zone. Count goes full at 3-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Long peer, have a set, checks first base. Here's a 3-2. Outside, ball 4. So Cade Minnick moves to second base. Evan Dienhart to first base. And a quality at bat for Dienhart. Next batter going to step in, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter, bats in the third spot for Coach Bordnay. Parent Aaron looking at signals, Ross Dyson. Miles Reed at second base for Minnick. Out of a set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Pretty good pitch. I don't know if Ryan Schumann would see a better one. No balls, one strike. So checking the wristband, reflecting the pitch count, the pitch calls from the dugout. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. You know, pop one up. Sky ball, major league fly ball in the infield. Caught a couple of steps out in the grass by second baseman Cade Cole. So the Knights are out of the inning. Couldn't get a run. They leave one runner on base. And we're going to go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Knights, 10. Chargers, 3. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com since 1983, celebrating 40 years in the car business. That's great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. The one is Kristen Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville, right there along State Road 32. You can reach them by telephone at that dealership by dialing 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com, FRITZ. So get some warm-up tosses out there. Keaton Brooks has gone the distance. Keaton Brooks throwing back and forth with Ryan Schumer. Keaton Brooks entered this game. This is appearance number 9. Trying to get his 7th. This is his 7th start. Pitcher's rubber. Trying to complete this ball game. And I'm Keaton Brooks getting some final tosses right there. So Ryan Schumer going to throw it down to second base. And the coach is going to let the female bat. So she's going to step in. That's going to be a good thing. And I'm going to step into bat. And we're going to see Maley Gaskin. Maley Gaskin, listed as the first baseman, first base woman, I should say. As Mr. Bob Cox let me know, she did play football. She bowed out of football. She went to volleyball for 2 years. She's quite an athlete, and that takes some wherewithal to do what she's doing. She's stepping in varsity baseball game. Right in the batter's box, first pitch from Brooks. Back to a curveball, misses outside. Steps out of the box, signals given. She'll step back in. She wears number 11. She's a senior class member. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Low, outside, ball 2. Pretty good eyesight at the plate. Maley Gaskin. She's going to step back in with a 2-0 count. Here comes a whine from Brooks. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 3 balls, no strikes. Let's see if Coach Voorhees gives her a green light. 3 balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in. Strike called right across the dish. Knee high. 3-1 count. Keaton Brooks, you wonder what's going through his mind right now. Is he going to walk this female? He may. Here comes the pitch. He will. So she'll jog down to first base. It's number 11, Maley Gaskin. Maley Gaskin draws a 5-pitch walk. I take that back, 6-pitch walk. There we go. And we're going to time out on the diamond. Coach Voorhees is going to make an adjustment in his lineup. Jogging out, going to run for Maley, evidently. There's going to be Nolan Brown, number 18. If she gets on base and she gets a good hand clap, she jogs off the diamond.
Now
that is worth the card for the center fielder. Stepping into bat, number 22, Thomas LaFoon. Thomas LaFoon, where's number 22? Thomas LaFoon going to step in. He's played in 23 ball games. Getting an opportunity to play some ball here for Coach Voorhees. Here comes pitch. Inside a ball. So he'll step back in, right-handed batter. Eight-hitter in the ballgame for North Montgomery. Thomas LaFoon, here comes the pitch. Just above the zone, ball two. Keaton Brooks might have wanted that one. He doesn't complain a lot. He really doesn't. Pretty solid young man. Coach Bourdain walking out, going to talk with his infield. Probably more or less going to talk with Keaton Brooks. So Keaton Brooks has gone the distance. Top of the seventh, nobody out. Not sure if there's been any bullpen, but there is bullpen activity now. They got a right-hander getting warmed up down there. Not sure. My eyesight's not real good. But it's number 30. I think it's Gus Sandberg. Might be Gus Sandberg warming up down there. He's a freshman athlete. He's played quite a bit of ball at the pitcher's rubber as a freshman. Yet to be allowed to swing a bat at the plate, though. I heard he bats real well in JV contests. So stepping in. Back in the box. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Fastball called strike. 22, Thomas LaFoon. Center fielder. Step back in. Looks like a pretty athletic young man. Looking out of stretch, now to set. Here's the pitch. Gonna foul one back to the screen. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Looking right there at first base. Number 18, Nolan Brown. Pitch comes in and going to strike him out. I probably have to say that's the one pitch he probably would like to have back.
All right. All right. Four.
So one out. Next batter will step in. Number 9, Gage Galloway. Working from a stretch, now the set. Keaton Brooks. Outside edge, strike called. Stepping back in, Gage Galloway. Got himself aboard with a base hit, first at bat of the ballgame for him. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. Step back in. Runner at first base. 1-1 count, one out. Keaton Brooks, here's the pitch. Gonna take one to right field. Coming in, gonna try to make the play. Couldn't get the play. That's Tyler Fox. Tried to pick it up off a hop. It gets over his glove. He has to turn around and pick it up. And the runner's on the corners right now. For the Chargers. So it's going to be a base hit off the bat. That's Gage Galloway. Galloway has a couple of hits in this game as the 9-hitter.
Got one, Gage.
Next batter is going to run out the run for Galloway. It's 17 Jack Warren. 17 Jack Warren, he's listed as a freshman. Utility player and a pitcher.
Jared.
So, stepping back in, going to bat once again. He's the one hitter for North Montgomery. Number 14, Jared Kirsch. Jared Kirsch stepping in. I think he's 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Don't quote me. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. Outside half, strike call. Jared Kirsch played in all 25 games. Batting .373, .557 on base percentage. That's in 75 at-bats. Timeout called in the box. Kirsch. Timeout granted. He'll step back in. No balls, one strike. He got 28 hits on the season entering the ballgame. Squared a bunt, pulled the bat back, and pitch comes in outside, breaking pitch. One ball, one strike. Kirsch has 6 doubles on the season. He's got a triple. Step in again. One ball, one strike. One out, working from the set. Keaton Brooks with the pitch. Outside edge. Outside high, called strike. 1-2 count. Kirsch struck out his first at bat. He got a 1-2 count, one out. Out of the set, Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch. In a foul one, left side, out of play. He's got some quick hands. Ball in the strike zone. He disarmed right now. Going to choke up. Maybe just a sliver. The step in, straightaway stance. 1-2 pitch, once again, by Brooks. Outside of ball. That was considerably off the plate. Schumer was set up outside the plate. Keaton Brooks hit the spot, but the spot was not a strike. Count goes 2-2. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Going to foul one again, out of play, left side. In the midst of a quality at-bat, Jared Kirsch. Going to step back in, 2-2 count. One out, working from the set. Keaton Brooks, outside a ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. See if Keaton Brooks is going to put one hittable to Jared Kirsch. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Timeout. Kirsch calls another timeout. You know, they talk about the MLB. They don't want a lot of timeouts. You get in there with less than 8 seconds and you've already got a strike on you. But that's why they're trying to get rid of the multiple timeouts. Here's the pitch. Be a ground ball foul, right side, right of first base. So they jog back to their original spots on the base paths. Base runners on the corners. 3-2, one out. Jared Kirsch, probably the longest at bat in the ball game. Here comes the pickoff move, first base. Back to Stacy. Tag applied. And Lucas Gerke is at first base. He wears number 10. Working out a stretch. Now the set. The 3-2 pitch. Going to be a base hit. Down the right field line. It's going to go into right field. Picked up Tyler Fox. He'll pick up the bare hand. He'll throw to second base. They're going to get him out. Threw a strike from right field to second base. Tyler Fox and Evan Teinhart places a tag down. So, good base hit, trying to stretch it into a double, but still gets credit for a base hit. Stepping in, going to be number 2, Roman Utterback in the ballgame. He's the 2-hitter, plays shortstop. Runner at third base now. Run comes in to score. One run in, an RBI single for Kirsch. He's retired at second base. No balls, one strike. From the set, here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Keaton Brooks probably going to get some ice, I would guess. But he has strengthened his arm in to the season as it goes along. Working out a set. Here comes a 1-2. Outside of ball. Setting up outside, hitting the spot. Spot was outside, though. 1-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks out of a set. Here comes the pitch to Utterback. Outside a little further. Ball 2. So Keaton Brooks trying for that outside edge. Utterback looking to put a bat on it, taking it the other way. 2-2 count, two outs, out of the set. Here's the pitch. Going to be a base hit to the left field. No, yes, trying to catch the baseball. There were two outs, had to go for it. Jackson Kane couldn't come up with it. He laid out for it. Couldn't make the catch, had to go retrieve it, throw it back in to Evan Dienhart. And a run comes in to score. There are two runs in here in the bottom of the seventh. So a base hit, RBI. He'll take second base on the misplayed baseball. I'm not sure if he got a glove on it. That might be a true double. True double off the bat of Roman Utterback. So left-handed batter will step back in. Ross Dyson. Ross Dyson is the pitcher of record. Going to try to help himself right here. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Runner at second base. Here comes the pitch. Going to pop one up. Foul territory. Is it going to be playable? Nope, it's going to hit the top of the Knights dugout. So jogging back to second base. Roman Utterback with a double. An RBI double for Utterback. We're going to set back in left-handed batter, three-hitter for North Montgomery Chargers. Number 20, Ross Dyson. Working out a stretch, Keaton Brooks. Now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Going to take a ground ball, second base. Going to be played there, Mikey Stapleton. They throw across the diamond right there next door. And he'll get the put out right there with number 10, Lucas Gerke. And that's going to complete the ball game. Full seven-inning ball game. Two runs in for the Chargers in the bottom of the seventh. Final score, Central Catholic Knights 10, North Montgomery Chargers 5. And again, we'll mention, next game on the agenda for the Chargers, weather permitting tomorrow night. North Montgomery Chargers will be at Southmont. They'll give you battle with the Southmont Mounties. 6 o'clock, Friday the 19th. And we'll mention the Central Catholic Knights. They are scheduled to play tomorrow night, weather permitting. Knights will be home with the Harrison Raiders. Another 6 o'clock start. We hope you can be there live. If you can't be there live, please tune in. You can listen to Put Me in Sports. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home, sound check, and we appreciate her. And until tomorrow, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. We're posting with Coach Bournet. Coach Bournet, I say, what? First two batters, as you would say, set the table for you guys.
Yeah, they did. I thought our top of the lineup did a really good job of getting on base. Evan Dienhart finds ways to get on a lot of different ways, and he did a great job setting the table tonight. And Caden, same thing, first batter, base hit, and it kind of, you come out with five runs in the first inning, that really makes it a little bit more relaxing for our starting pitcher. And I thought Keaton did a good job. The best thing he didn't put in one walk there in the seventh inning. And besides that, no free runners and defense had zero errors. So, you can pitch around some hits, which we did tonight. We don't get many free runners. And I thought it was a great, great all-around game.
Yeah, second baseman, freshman class, made a good play.
Yeah, Mikey did a good job. Stepped in and ball up the middle was a tough play. Made a good backhand. And I also came through with a big hit early in the game, too. So, really proud of Mikey.
Good ballpark to play in. I'm sure I saw you shake hands with Coach Voorhees. A pretty good atmosphere right here.
Yeah, North Montgomery's a good ball club. They've beaten some good teams this year, and they have some really good players. So quality win for us, and we've got to keep it rolling. Two wins this week. We've got two tough ones coming up in the next 2 days.
You got Harrison tomorrow night. The weatherman's saying maybe a little different.
Now, we'll be ready to play. We can't control the weather. Whatever happens, happens. We get excited to play our county rivals, and I know it should be a good ball game on Friday night at home.
I'm a Ricky Shouts fan. He says you can't control the wind. You can only adjust the sail.
You know what, AJ? That's a very wise statement by Ricky Shouts.
I met that guy one time. Me and him, like you and I are right now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the weather holds off and we don't have to worry about the wind or the sails or whatever Ricky said.
I said, well, I got the umpire this week and I saw Logansport. Logansport's eighth grade. They got some players.
There's, you know, they're another good ball club, great tradition, and you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, we want to play great teams going into the tournament. Prepares us, keeps us on top of our game, and makes us play with a little urgency. So we're excited.